everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. If you are joining us for the first time, then a big welcome to you as well. Happy October. It's October 1st, and I, for one, am so excited as my birthday is coming up. My birthday's on October 7th, and I'm already wishing myself congratulations. Another person that wished me congratulations this week came from a client, and it was for my number one Amazon international best-selling book, which is One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And this client wrote, Claire Candy Hoff crafts a compelling story of five past lives out of many in which we get to experience not only those lives, her challenges and triumphs, but also the heavenly realms and the process upon return. I was mesmerized by her honesty, her insight, and love. I felt her suffering and struggles and celebrated her triumphs. The love and honor and given to the souls who are brave enough to incarnate on earth is reassuring. Okay. I highly recommend this book to anyone interested in the afterlife, the present life, and past lives, because it's a breath of fresh air and it's told with much love. And that comes from J.B. King. So if you would like to get my books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, or Angels of Faith, you can go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can purchase the books on Amazon. They're also available on audible.com. I Am an Angelic Walk-In is already on there, and it's only a few more weeks till One True Home is an audiobook on Audible, so you can get those books. You know, listeners, there is no way, absolutely no way, that these two novels of mine could have ever been written with the fearful and self-doubting energies that the former soul of Claire Candy clung to and perpetuated for 47 and a half years of her earthly incarnation. Now, in today's show, I'd like to share insights about some of my extraordinary experiences that I write about in both of my novels. In fact, you know, 16 years ago, I didn't know what the term walk-in was. Okay, 16 years ago, I was not particularly spiritual. I balked at religious participation and purely went through the motions when forced to participate in activities. 16 years ago, I was experiencing one of the darkest periods of my life. In fact, I'd lived 47 and a half years not experiencing life, but reacting to life as a victim and feeling unfulfilled, empty, and questioning why I was ever born. I had tried to commit suicide twice, and I asked God continually to help me make my life end. Now, this was all about to change on January 11th of 2003, when I went through an incredible life-changing transformation. In fact, 3 months after experiencing the characteristics that accompanied this life change, I was divinely led to the people and the information that shared and confirmed to me that I had what is called a walk-in experience. In this way, I didn't read about walk-ins. Certainly in 2003, there was very little information about walk-ins. And then I didn't read about it and then copy it and exhibit the characteristics. I lived the transformation first, experienced the characteristics, and then I found out about the information later on. Now, there are several different kinds of walk-in experiences, and mine was an angelic walk-in that occurred on January 11th of 2003, as I am Angel Ariel, and Ariel walked into Claire Candy's body. Now, as I speak about in my novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, every soul, absolutely every soul who incarnates in human form writes the contract of their life and chooses when they will exit their incarnation. Now, walk-ins occur when a soul on the earth plane in human form becomes so deeply saddened and disillusioned by their human experience that they unconsciously exit and be released early from their earthly contract. Their strong desire to end their physical life early may have resulted in sustained mental and emotional depression, trauma, and suicidal desires. And I write about how the former soul lost her life in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, which is, by the way, the sequel to One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. So in this case, the person who is emotionally traumatized is just so weary. I was just so exhausted by the continual emotional abuse that the former soul had endured, that they simply want to exit in order to stop the constant pain and suffering. Now, a person may be so shut off on a conscious level that they never share their pain and torment with another soul. Yet their soul or higher self is more than willing to seek help. You know, with human beings continually protected and guided and watched over by angels and spirit guides, our non-physical guardians, they constantly monitor how human beings are coping on the earth. Because they can't interfere with free will, sometimes they look on helplessly as some humans slip further and further away from the light of the divine connection, and they get lost in the darkness. When the human soul has shown no inclination to gain control, and this has happened over the past, let's say, 87, 97, the past 20 to 30 years, over that time span, when that human soul is just in this constant carousel of darkness in their life, we across the veil, your spirit guides, and your angels. We know that our best lessons must come in hardship as humans, and often they come in adversity and challenges. But it was so important for so many people to hold as much light as possible, so we would have come to the human earth soul and said to them, please don't get rid of the body. We need as many bodies as possible to hold the light. Now, this is done in their sleep state because in their perpetuated emotional darkness and negativity, the human soul's energies are not high enough when they are awake to perceive this heavenly conversation, which the frequencies are so high that they certainly couldn't hear it in their perpetuated emotional, negative emotional state. Now, in this conversation, the spiritually advanced soul across the veil will present the possibility of the human soul giving up their incarnation with full permission for another soul to walk in and take over their physical body. This is a contract between two souls, and it is solely dependent on the free will choice of the human, of the human's higher self. Because the advanced spiritual enlightenment that the walk-in has, they've earned the right to ask humans who are in deep pain if they would like to be released from their earthly contract. Because walk-ins have had such an important part to play in raising the consciousness of Earth, they can bypass the usual process of coming through a baby's birth, a baby's body at birth, and they don't have to wait till they grow up, but can be effective immediately in being of service to humanity and holding vast amounts of light. Now, the spiritually advanced soul across the veil would address the deeply saddened Earth soul in their sleep state and maybe have a conversation like this. Instead of committing suicide, instead of wasting the body that you're in now, you can be of service to the light. Allow me to help you. And in so doing, if you choose, you can go home to God with honors, full honors, and end your pain and suffering. Now, the walk-in would make it very, very clear to the human soul that there's no shame. There's absolutely no failure in not having completed their contract that they wrote in their book of life. In addition, the walk-in explains that they will accept with full responsibility and take on all the responsibility that the human soul left when they walked out. Now, the reason that everything will be followed precisely is because the walk-in, as walk-ins, we retain the memory imprint of the former soul who is walking out. So it becomes much like a computer chip for us. The former soul's brain retains every minute detail of their life and all the information that they garnered and experienced. But what we don't acquire, and this is really important, is the deeply saddened and tormented emotional imprint that goes along with the previous soul's life. All that remains is love. In fact, the walk-in brings a crystal clear ability to solve long-standing, often insurmountable emotional problems that were left behind by the former soul. And it's tantamount for the walk-in to bring all aspects of the former soul's life into divine alignment and tie up loose ends for the walk-in to be able to create and essentially create a brand new life. If they were saddled with the same unresolved emotional sadness of the former soul, it would actually stop the walk-in from doing their important work and getting on with their mission. Now, usually the souls will spend a lot of time discussing their exchange, and in some cases, it can take years in my experience, when I was speaking to the former soul of Claire Candy, I came to her for about 2.5 years before she decided to have the walk-in experience. When the walk-in and the human soul are in full agreement, 100%, then an intersection episode will be planned for the exchange to take place. Walk-ins can occur because of a serious illness, during a surgery, an accident. Perhaps it's during a deep meditation or sleep. Now, once the exchange of the soul is complete, the new soul wakes up in the human body, and they have absolutely no recollection of the walk-in experience. You know, they don't come in with a handbook that's tied to their wrist or their ankle. The process is blocked, because that is what happens when one returns from a higher dimensional frequency and gets slammed into third dimensional reality. And the world was very much 3D back in 2003 when I walked in. Although walk-ins cannot remember what's happened to them, what we do know is that everything is different. It feels like we are living a nightmare, like we're living the wrong life, with completely different attitudes, perceptions, personality, and characteristics from the former soul. Many walk-ins struggle. We struggle to identify with the life that we took over. This occurs because the walk-in, when the body's health has been so physically compromised and damaged through things like drug and alcohol addictions, being absolutely worn down by trauma and negative feelings and poor eating habits, walk-in souls also have the responsibility to learn. We have to learn how to live with the original souls that the former soul wrote into their contract. So we have to learn to get along and to live together, make nice, if you would. Another thing that walk-ins have to deal with is that people who were in the former soul's life think that they have gone crazy, because we look the same. And in many cases, our family, our friends, our business colleagues may think that we have lost leave of our senses. For instance, that well-paying position in a corporation where perhaps a person had prestige or all kinds of perks, maybe they had a big business which was lucrative, no longer interests the walk-in. And we walk away and find ourselves directed to something linked to in a spiritual field, spiritually motivated in the healing arts, to help people and to raise the consciousness of humanity. After my walk-in experience, I felt a great urgency to sell my coffee shop, which I had owned for 3 years with a partner. And I got my degrees in Reiki and my master teacher degrees in a short amount of time. Next day, I acquired a business license and created my full-time healing practice, Angel Healing House. Now, one of my clients who experienced a walk-in said that he was a leader in an international speaker in a very well-known organization, and he received multiple rewards for all the people he had recruited for selling a particular product. Who were pyramided under him. Because of his recruitment, he received new cars, he received exotic trips overseas, and the incentive of more and more money. Now, after his walk-in experience, he completely walked away from this lucrative business empire he had built up. He studied Reiki, and he became a healing practitioner. Another thing endemic to many walk-ins is that no matter how dire our financial situation becomes, we find that we simply cannot go back to what we were doing before. This is because, as walk-ins, we are driven by an inner compass to be of service to humanity. Now, another thing endemic to many walk-ins is that we have, again, this burning desire. It's like it's written into our DNA, that we came back for this mission. Now, many of you may be thinking to yourself, I'd love to stop the pain and the suffering in my life. You might be going through financial hardships, relationship breakups, health concerns. Why don't I just ask to have a walk-in experience and be done and released from my earthly contract? And the Posse of Angels wish to reiterate and make it very clear that a person on the earth plane simply cannot consciously ask to be taken out of their contract by having a walk-in experience. In fact, if you are awakened enough to know what a walk-in is, then you are awakened enough to proactively affect your life and finish your earthly contract. Hardships and challenges are included in a human life because they are our greatest teachers. And the Posse of Angels are adding that although there are hardships and challenges in our lives, and they might be a part of our human life, suffering is optional. Now, once I experienced this angelic soul exchange and I found out who I was, I began to follow the voice of God and communication with my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, as my life was one of complete service and devotion to God. And while not all walk-ins write in their contract to be reunited with their twin flame, 9 months after I walked in, I drew to myself my twin flame, my beloved husband, Pete, 16 years ago. We married, and I write about that extraordinary meeting in I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Now, the reason that there were increased numbers of walk-ins between the years 1987, that was the year of the harmonic convergence, up until this past year, because it was so important for as many people to hold as much light for the planet as possible. And this increased light helped to transmute and transform negativity and reveal much darkness. And because of the shift in humanity, the number of walk-ins has dramatically and drastically been reduced on the planet because people have shifted and they've woken up. And it's caused a lot of revolutions and people to take action. Now, if not all walk-ins come from the angelic realm like myself, what are the other kinds of walk-ins? Walk-ins that many people are familiar with are hierarchical figures like Jesus. Jesus is Lord Sananda, the ascended master. He and Siddhartha Gautama, who became the Buddha, they came back to bring light to very dark times. A walk-in can also be a star seed who comes from other planets, star systems, and dimensions. You know, counter to what movies have programmed us to be afraid of ETs, they are part of our galactic family, and they bring a wealth of knowledge about technology, free energy to release us from the hold of polluting and poisoning our planet with fossil fuels, and they bring in alternative health treatments of light, of sound, of energy to reverse dis-ease in the body and the aging process. And a walk-in can be a spiritually advanced spirit guide who wishes to help with Earth's ascension by incarnating on the planet in human form. Or they could have been from the angelic realm like myself. I share all of this information in this astounding book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel, who is in the former souls, who is in the body now of Claire Candy when the former soul walked out. And I share all of this to help you discern whether perhaps you too have had this amazing experience. Please do remember that whatever anyone tells you about whether you are a walk-in or not a walk-in, the most important thing is for you to do your own research. Decide if this is truth for you. You can purchase all my novels at angelhealinghouse.com or on Amazon or as downloaded as audiobooks on audible.com. And it's only a few weeks away before One True Home is available as an audiobook. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be taking calls for those free angel readings. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. I'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We've got lots to discuss as per our astrological effects and also the energies that are swirling around us at the moment. Now, this month, we just experienced a new moon in Libra, meaning that we're going to experience new beginnings, which are related to the sign of Libra. And being Libra, I can tell you that this is all about relationships, balancing relationships, partnerships of any kind. Could be romantic, could be career, could be business, but they all involve that balance, that beauty, that reason, and justice. As it is the only new moon in Libra for 2019, it is pretty important. And it's got to bring in those strong, supportive, like-minded relationships for us. When we get to the second half of the zodiacal circle or signs, which is Libra, because remember that the zodiac does start with Aries. So if it starts from Aries, halfway through, there's Libra. We start to value when we get halfway through, and we think about that we can't do things alone. We were never, ever meant to do things alone. And we start to look for answers outside of ourselves as we begin to understand the value of partnering with other people. Diplomacy and harmony are really strong hallmarks with the energies of this new moon in Libra. And we start to crave. There's something in us that starts to yearn, to unite, to connect, and to collaborate, to bring about what is missing in our lives. Now, the new moon is the first piece of whatever it is that you're building in your life. And it's like the first page of a new chapter of a book. Don't expect for the new moon to suddenly reveal everything for you, but it will illuminate where you can finally get a foothold, perhaps get some traction in the pursuit of your desires. And if you are open to receive them, this traction will come as a result of the support and opportunities which is offered to you by other people. Now, as the rest of 2019 unfolds, the ensuing months will bring us more clarity on what will transpire. You know, it's really important to remember that whatever is beginning right now isn't due to complete or resolve for another 6 months from now, when we get to experience another full moon in Libra. But for now, know that you're exactly where you're meant to be and focus on your relationships. Now, in addition, Pluto, the planet of truth and transformation, goes direct on October the 3rd after it's been in retrograde for 5 months. And when Pluto starts moving forward, all of our deepest desires and secrets will begin to surface. While Pluto was retrograde for those 5 months, we were more inclined to turn inward and to bury our deepest truths and wishes. So we all can expect Pluto's powers to transform our lives in one way or another. If you've been reassessing relationships or other areas of your life during Pluto retrograde, let's see if we can now stop thinking about making those changes and truly take inspired action towards making them a reality. Let's go to the phone lines. And our first caller is Kate in California. Kate, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today, Kate?
I am so-so, actually. Pretty much having a little bit of a heartbreak and trying to see the rationale behind it and know that, yeah, you know, me and him are not compatible, and just kind of trying to, it's a hard to let it go, but you know, it is, I guess, you know, true. We're not compatible. It's really hard for us to make it happen.
Yes, it is. You know, but it doesn't make it any less hurtful for our hearts, because how long were you together?
14 years.
14 years. Now, this is... And it is, they're telling me, is a soulmate relationship. You have come together, as you did in previous incarnations, to mirror back to you something which still needed to be addressed. Many soulmate relationships, in fact, all soulmate relationships, mirror this unresolved or something that hasn't been yet brought again back into divine alignment. No matter how romantic or how beautiful they are, and there are so many wonderful aspects of them, there is some irritation and there's some agitation there that pushes our buttons. And you most probably knew this the moment you, if not the moment that you met him, soon after, and your intuition, which is much stronger now than it was 14 years ago, just because of the times that we live in and the collective that we are. These alarm bells, I would imagine, would have been going off for quite some time, that you were not, you know, in alignment with each other.
That is correct. I saw it. He didn't see it back then. I saw it, and many times I... just did not want to get involved, but I don't know, there was something that would hold us, you know, really bring us together. There was a connection. Mm-hmm. But yet it seems like there's two magnets that just could never touch.
Yes,
it's just,
yes,
kind of always seemed that way.
It reminds me of those, I don't know,
I'm going to date myself, you know, when you used to go to truck stops, you know, because I remember a long, long time ago when you got these little magnetic dogs. One was black, one was white. Tried to put them together, but they were polar opposites magnetically, and then they would just bounce off each other. The reason, if you really want to know the reason why you can't be together, but you are so disparate energetically, is because you have shifted. You have shifted. Your energies have shifted. If you have found your way to Angel Healing House Radio, you definitely have shifted. And so you are, it's not a superior thing, but you're functioning on a higher vibrational frequency, Kate. And he could shift. He could shift. But as yet, he has chosen not to. And
I'm thinking that possibly us not being together might help his shift. And it seems like it's for the best.
It is. It's definitely for the best. And also, we cannot be in any energies that are not in our direct reflection anymore. So it's really important for you to bless, take time out, because when we open our hearts and we make ourselves vulnerable, what happens is that we open ourselves to all kinds of emotions, and it does hurt. But take time to bless this relationship. And if not, and you can thank him in an indirect way, in your prayers, and send the relationship green healing light. See it in that green healing light. You can bring in Archangel Raphael to see over the healing of this, and also unconditional pink waves of love. And you can bring it into alignment. Know that if this is happening, then you are actually making the way for a new relationship to come in, if that's what your heart desires. Because you have shifted to such a degree. Now, don't ever think that, being away will then make him shift, because we can't control anyone else. All we can do is be the example. So I think it would help. I feel that it would help enormously if you took time out, maybe 5 or 10 minutes every single day, to just see the relationship and send it, this beautiful soulmate relationship, and thank him for taking up part of his incarnation and coming back and helping you in so many ways. Send it the green healing light, and also send it this unconditional love. And so in this way, you will bring this into alignment. Excuse me?
This should remain permanent.
Well, you can only do what your soul feels is best for you, because you can't control anyone else. As I said, if he chooses, he could shift just like that. But And you can't wait around for somebody to shift, or you can't wait around for somebody to change, because all you can affect is what you have in the present moment. And all you can do is just use that as an emotional barometer to be that example of love, of peace, of honor, of respect, and all of those things. The Posse of Angels certainly cannot answer that, because we have free will, if that is permanent or not. But they're saying, for your heart and your soul's sake, do not hinge your joy and your ability to feel love and to experience love on waiting for somebody to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. because this is going to affect all other areas of your life as well. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Kate. Let me see. What else are they saying? It's going to help. It's going to help tremendously. And on some level, you don't have to tell him that you're sending this beautiful green healing light and this bubblegum pink light his way of unconditional love. He will receive this on some indirect level. And this will affect him as well. They're saying also that in previous lives, you have come together and you have tried to save and enable him. But we can't save and enable anybody anymore, because when we save a drowning person, we drown along with them. And they have all the wherewithal to be able to change. So now you have to really, bring into alignment your energies as you shift into higher dimensional frequencies. Let's go to the first card. Isn't that interesting? The first card that comes out for you is the Lovers. Now, the Lovers card, a lot of people may not know. Yes, it's a card about lovers, but it's also a card about making a choice. And the choice here is to think and to feel that you need to experience that full love in your life. And if there is any compromise, if there's any settling for less, when we are rising, to live in the fifth dimensional reality, where what we say appears instantaneously for many of us, and if we release expectation, then it's amazing if we let go of our compromises and settling for less, then what comes in is our true heart's desires. And I do believe, with this being a number six, that which is about harmony and balance and joy, that this is a love that you would like to enter your life. And it certainly can't enter it if you are clinging to a life that is some sort of compromise. The next card that comes out for you is the Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups is the happiest or emotional fulfillment card in the deck. And it's a one card. It's starting over again. But starting over again, a lot of people go, I don't want to start all over again. But you're starting again with a new perception, new attitudes. That cycle of that relationship came to a close. It had to come to a close because you were ascending higher. And this, and the Lovers card tells me, is that your heart is desiring a kind of love where you don't have to compromise anymore. And the next card for you is the new phase of your life, the Judgment card. It's like a rebirth that you'll be going through. So the Posse of Angels and I would advise you to be really gentle and kind to yourself. Nurture your soul. Do things that, do a lot of self-care, take a lot of walks out in nature, take a lot of time just to be sweet and kind and gentle to yourself. So I hope all that's been helpful for you, Kate.
Very much, very much. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. Take care, sweetie. Bye. Let's go to Stephanie. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're with Claire Candy Huff. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's happening with you?
I guess I'm halfway through the wait for my biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
And also I was wondering if they had anything to say for my birthday month, which just ended yesterday. Oh, happy birthday month to you.
Okay, let's see if we can come up with some cards. While I'm shuffling, the first thing that's coming out is that they love your energies. Your energies are now very calm. One just fell on the floor. Hang on. Your energies are very calm and relaxed, and taking things in stride. Whereas before you might have been reactive, before you might have been triggered by things. You are now, they're saying, clear seeing, clear sighted, and they're commending you on that. I don't know. Have you felt that way?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice, but I can see it, I guess, now that they say it. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they see things from, you know, all different angles, and they point out when a person is going in the wrong direction, but they also have wonderful accolades for those who are on the right path, and they're doing, you know, those things that are that are really beneficial for them. Your first card that is coming out is the Patience card.
Okay.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, you know, this Temperance card is about, finding that inner ballast. And when are you supposed to get results back?
They said it takes 2 weeks, so it was last Wednesday, so I guess next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Well, this is a very, they're showing me the water in this card. It's a very watery card. So do take time to take those salt baths, take that time to walk by water if you can, or see yourself in your meditations being cleansed and cleared. Water is very flowing. See yourself as that flowing water, and not held back in any way, but see yourself as free flowing during this time. The next card for you is the Six of Swords. Now, the Six of Swords is that card of traveling to smoother waters. So this would portend a good result coming. Let me see. But the six is also the card of balance, is balance. So know that whatever you experience will be for your greatest good. And it's going to help tremendously if you just keep yourself, as they're saying, in that watery state. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Six of Wands. That's the victory or the triumph card. So those are some really good cards there, as per where you are at the moment. Balanced, and knowing that whatever comes your way, you will be able to deal with, and because of this peace that's now inside of you. I will also choose one of the cards that I have in my Heroes deck. It's the Heroes Journey deck, which I love very much and I've been using quite frequently. This one is Discover the Heart. Okay. Ally in Blessing. This one is a four card, which is a strong foundation. Discover the hard to find blessing. Now,
discover
in this
the hard,
hard to find blessing. When we are waiting for results, try to find the blessing in this time. Put your emphasis on the gratitude and appreciation for what you do have in your life and try to find the blessing in it. And when you do that, you take your emphasis off of waiting, and you put your emphasis on that gratitude of your gifts and blessings. So I've got to go. I've only got a few minutes left. Thank you for calling in, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you. Good to hear your voice. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. We do have a few minutes left, so I'm going to pull some cards for this coming week. Now, remember about the new moon being in Libra. remember, about working on your relationships, working on those partnerships. Also, with this time of harvest, as we go into October, there will be, many of us will be drawing new partnerships and new relationships to ourselves that are in harmony, that are in divine alignment with who we are now, because we have changed so dramatically, in the past years, certainly even over in the past 6 months. So the first card that's coming out for us is da-da-da-da. This is the Knight of Swords, and the Knight of Swords is quick action. Many of us will be getting a phone call, we'll be getting a communique, we'll be getting an email, something. We will hear about something, and then it will set us on a course. Now, I know that so many in the collective have been asking to do something different. What we've done before, we can do in our sleeps, in our sleep. And our soul has been unconsciously or consciously, we've been asking to do something different. This is the information that's going to come in for us, and that is going to set us on a very new path. Let's go to the next card and see what comes out. The next card is coming out for us is the Emperor. And the Emperor card is a four card. It's what is going to be presented to many is a stronger foundation. This information is going to allow is going to come to us because of what we've done before, because of what we've built on. This can either be us, as people see, as somebody of good standing, somebody of integrity, somebody of trustworthy and honest and all of that, or this could be the person that's going to come in, the mentor, the person in authority and good standing that's going to help us with our careers, a business, a new opportunity for us. And the next one that's coming in for us is the Knight of Pentacles. The Knight of Pentacles is certainly about abundance and certainly about financial matters, but it's also about security and safety and long-standing secure money. This is not a quick thing. This is an opportunity that you will be presented with that will keep you in good stead over a long time. And one more card for our hero's journey. We have Blaze Brightly. Blaze Brightly. So when you are offered this new opportunity, please, 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 at the seven card, seven is the number of doing the divine's work. Please just allow yourself to step forward. Make sure that what you're offered is in integrity, but if your intuition is saying yes, step forward and remember to blaze brightly. That's it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you for all my callers. Thank you to everyone around the world, and God bless each and every one of you. Have an extraordinary October month. And I look so forward to seeing you again next week. Make sure you go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. Love and lots of angel blessings to each and every one of you. Take care, everyone. Bye.